This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of various development projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees in Varanasi. The projects cover key sectors like rail, road, water, healthcare, tourism and urban infrastructure. The Prime Minister also flagged off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains and laid the foundation stone of other rail projects. Mr. Modi launched the projects during the Mahila Sammelan organized in his parliamentary constituency. Speaking on the occasion, he said, "Country's women power is the strongest pillar of developed India and government is committed to ensuring women's participation in the country's policy making." The Prime Minister sought blessings of women for the achievement of a major national goal to implement reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and legislative assemblies.
Mujhe desh hit ke ek bade lakshya ki prapti ke liye aap sabka aashirwad chahiye aur ye bada lakshya hai mahilaon ke liye aarakshan ko lagu karna. Sapa aur Congress jaise dalon ki wajah se hamara ye prayas संसद में सफल नहीं हो पाया. मैं आप सभी बहनों को भरोसा देता हूं, आपके आरक्षण का हक लागू हो इसमें कोई कसर बाकी नहीं छोड़ूंगा.
The Prime Minister came down heavily on the opposition, saying that dynastic parties like Congress, Samajwadi Party and Trinamool Congress do not like increasing the women's seats in the parliament and assemblies. Mr. Modi said the two Amrit Bharat trains flagged off yesterday, which will enhance connectivity between Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra. Stage is all set for voting in West Bengal for second and final phase of assembly elections today. A total of 142 constituencies across seven districts will go to polls in this phase. Polling will commence over 40,000 booths covering seven districts of West Bengal under the second phase of assembly election in West Bengal. Total 1,448 candidates are in the fray, including 220 female candidates. So voting will commence from 7 a.m. in the morning and will continue till 6 p.m. In the first phase, over 93% voting was recorded. Following the trend of the first phase, Commission will take every measure on ground today for a high voters turnout. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 4th of next month, along with Tamil Nadu, Assam, Keralam and Puducherry Assembly elections. The Bharatiya Janata Party has registered a landslide victory in the local body elections in Gujarat, sweeping all major municipal corporations in the state. Out of the 9,200 seats, the BJP has secured over 7,424 seats. The Congress Party managed to win 1,720 seats, while other candidates and parties secured 740 seats. The CGST Delhi South Commissionerate has detected a GST fraud involving fake input tax credit ITC of over 60 crore rupees. The Ministry of Finance informed that the fraud was carried out through bogus invoices worth over 397 crore rupees. It added that the anti-evasion branch arrested the son of a director of the beneficiary firm. He was handling the company's operations and financial matters. The United Arab Emirates today said it will leave OPEC effective May 1. Stripping the oil cartel of one of its largest producers and further weakening its leverage over global oil supplies and prices. The UAE's decision had been rumored as a possibility for some time as it pushed back in recent years against OPEC production quotas it felt had been too low, meaning it wasn't able to sell as much as oil to the world as it had wanted. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Punjab Kings by 6 wickets at New Chandigarh, chasing a target of 223 runs set by Punjab Kings. Rajasthan Royals scored 228 for 4 in 19.2 overs. For Rajasthan Royals, Donovan Ferreira was the highest scorer with an unbeaten 52 runs. Yashasvi Jaiswal made 51 runs while Vaibhav Suryavanshi scored 43 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.